My name is Frankie Dumlau. I'm from Heidelberg, Germany. I lived half my life in Germany. My dad is in the army. He was stationed in Germany and he met my mom there. And yeah, that's how I came to be, I guess. My major is biology. I want to be a criminologist, like CSI, work in the crime lab, you know, work with the evidence, do DNA extractions, DNA replication, and all that. I'm taking physics because it's required for a bio degree, and this is actually my first physics class ever. And it's pretty challenging, you know. It's pretty much what I expected it to be, so no surprises here. Physics is important for me because you know, it leads me to my goal of getting a bio degree and, you know, working. And it'll help me better understand motion in general. You know, I go snowboarding a lot, and you know, I'm starting to do jumps, and you know, the physics can help me understand, you know, if I'm going at a weird angle at a jump, you know, if I'm going too fast or too slow, you know, what do I expect to happen? You know, if the jump is too high, if I'm wiggling in the air, you know, what's going to happen? Am I going to land on my face, or am I going to land nicely on the board? And hopefully everybody will see it. Yeah, that's what physics will help me out in the future. And the purpose of problem solving is very important. In the long run, it's very handy. It's a tool for success, I believe. You know, for an example, there's an article I read about a criminologist. She had a piece of evidence which she had to get DNA from, extract DNA from a piece of gum, and the gum was stuck on a pair of jeans. And she couldn't get a good reading, good data from the gum, so she had to, you know, think critically and, you know, figure out what to do. The article was mainly about her not getting paid enough, but that's besides the point. But she was trying to figure out what to do, so it took her like maybe about 2-3 days to figure out what to do. And she froze. She had to freeze the gum and the jeans, and then she had to cut it, the jeans, and separate each other. And then she got a better sample just from freezing it and cutting it away. And I guess the freezing part did something to the gum, you know, to keep the DNA intact or something. I don't know, but the main point is it was an example of problem solving. And problem solving in the future is going to help me out tremendously. You know, if like, for there's a lot of examples out there for problem solving, you know, the whole, you know, say, what if you're an air flight controller and you have an airplane that's like, you know, has problems and it's over the ocean, you know, what are you going to do? What's the closest airport? You know, what factors are you going to figure in? You know, there's a lot, you know. I mean, computers are taking over, but there's still a lot of instances where it comes up to the humans thinking critically and saving lives. And college, I just transferred from a community college, and college is, you know, great. I love it. You can make your own schedule, you know, take a lunch, take a break, go eat whenever you want to, pretty much. But they're not getting paid for going to college, so that kind of sucks. But that's why you're going to college, you know. I expect from college to get a, you know, a good degree and get a good job towards my goal, you know, work in the lab and be financially stable and don't have any worries, you know, about that spectrum part. But I like college. You know, you're not waiting for 2 o'clock to run around, you know, when you have a job and you finally get that lunch break that you wanted. In college, you know, study at a certain time and then you can take a break or you can switch it up, you know, different schedule every day, pretty much. And Physics, I like it. You know, I like the whole group idea, the whole interacting with other people to see what they think, you know. Because individually, you know, you might think like, wow, I'm the stupid one, I don't get anything. But then when you start talking to people, you know, they don't get the same thing that you don't get, so you can work together on that and, you know, work on that. So the whole group thing is very helpful in the conceptual and the basic foundation with the equations and understanding. And yeah, my name is Frankie Dumois, and I'm taking physics.